Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Thank you for joining us today. I greet you in Jesus' name. Today, we'll have just a short message here. As I look at the book of Joshua, here in chapter 1, I found something that I find very encouraging for us today. The book of Joshua speaks of the children of Israel going in and taking the promised land. And if we think of that as being an example for us of living a victorious life spiritually, we can find that it is very encouraging and has a lot of instruction for us. And it is very relevant for us today. So in Joshua chapter 1, verse 2, the Lord said to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel." So Moses represents the law, and the law can only do so much. And here we find that at this point, the children of Israel are being commanded to cross over the Jordan and to take possession of the land, which the Lord said, which I am giving them. I am giving them, not which I... He didn't say which I have given them. He said, which I am giving them. It's the process. And so this battle of living a victorious life is a process that we need to enter in on and take it by faith. Verse 3 says, "Every place that the sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory." So it was a great big territory. It was a good land. It was large, and it was plenty of land for them. And it's interesting that it says, "Every place that the sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given you." Here he says, "I have given you." It's already been given, but again, it's a process, because every place that the sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given you. Joshua needed to step out and take the land. So we can't sit back and say, "Oh Lord, I claim this land. I claim this. If we have some area of sin in our life, if we think of a giant as some besetting sin, something that we have a struggle to gain victory over, such as anger or bitterness, or think of something that's a struggle in your life, and think of that as being the giant. So we can't just say we claim that and not do anything. We have to step out and claim it. We can't just think that we will gain victory and it's not a battle. It is a battle, but the Lord is with us if we go into battle, and He will do most of the work. Verse 5 says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That is verses 5 to 8. God telling Joshua the importance of walking after his commandments and doing as he has been instructed, and meditate on the law. So we need to meditate on God's ways. We no longer have to meditate on the law of animal sacrifice and rituals and such things of the law. But we do need to meditate on what are God's ways and what is his desire for our life. We need to really be serious and diligent about studying the Word of God for instruction for our life, so that we don't go off to the left or to the right. See, there's two ways to go off. We can subtract from God's Word, or we can add to God's Word. And it is, we've probably been taught that it is very wrong to take away from God's Word, and that it's important to heed all of his Word. But do we understand that it's also important that we do not add to God's Word, that we do not add things to it, and say and teach what God has not commanded, so that we don't depart from it to the left or to the right? Because the Lord says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That is what I want, is for my way to be prosperous. And I'm not talking about money. I want to be prospering spiritually and to have good success spiritually, so that I may gain victory over the areas in my life where my own nature still wants to be in control and maybe still has control at times. I want to spiritually gain that for the Lord Jesus, that together with his help we may gain this territory. In verse 9 it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Here he repeats himself. When God repeats himself, he's trying to get our attention. And he's saying, and again he says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, which he had said in verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. Here in verse 9, he's saying that we should also not be dismayed. And when we are confronted with the giant in our life, it is very easy to feel dismayed, that he is just too big, and we will never be able to conquer that. But the Lord has commanded us to not be dismayed and to not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We can slay those giants with God's help. He wants us to go to battle spiritually, slay those giants, be victorious. God has not intended for us to be living in defeat, to fall into sin continually. Sin and repent, those cycles. He has intended for us to live a victorious life. Now, we will never reach sinless perfection in this life. We understand that. But the besetting sins, we have been called to live in victory over those things, whether they be anger, whether they be bitterness or whether they be some other deadly sin. Let's face those giants, recognize them for what they are, and meditate on God's word so that we can go to battle according to His will and gain the victory. And the Lord will be with us as we go.